South Dakota law lays out who can carry weapons in county courthouses, but that same chapter allows county commissioners to waive those restrictions. That's what the Custer County Commission has done. Anyone not prohibited by law can now carry guns in the Custer County Courthouse, except in the areas where the Unified Judicial System conducts its business. Chairman Jim Lintz says commissioners passed the resolution to make the courthouse safer and to affirm gun rights before the next presidential administration takes office. Chairman Jim Lintz says county offices used to be gun safe zones, but that designation did not lead to greater security.
Some of the commissioners felt that being a gun safe zone sort of put a target on our employees. Someone that wanted to do harm, it's been shown that they like to attack gun-free areas, knowing they won't get shot back at.
He says the commission has given employees the right to carry, as allowed by state law, but have taken it one step further to allow the public to carry.
The argument was that if there is a rogue shooter, that there will be four others standing around that are armed that will handle the situation.
Lintz says county employees responded to a questionnaire and were generally in favor of carrying guns, but they thought they should first take an advanced gun safety course. The state legislature put that requirement on state employees carrying weapons in the Capitol, but county commissioners aren't bound by that section of the law. Custer County's resolution does not require that training. Along with other county workers, commissioners often face constituents who are very angry. With this resolution, those constituents might also be armed, but Jim Lintz says there are safeguards in place.
Normally the sheriff is in our meetings, and I do have a button to push in case we feel uncomfortable.
He says commissioners can look at the agenda and spot hot topics likely to flare tempers. In those instances, they can make sure the sheriff is at the meeting. Lintz says the resolution to allow weapons is a response to national politics as well as a safety issue.
The political party that's coming into power is threatening to take our guns, and it makes everybody on edge.
Lintz says commissioners have agreed to reconsider the gun resolution if the Seventh Circuit Court decides not to conduct business in Custer and instead hears cases in Rapid City, about an hour away. The court has said it will consider doing that. Lintz says the commission has not yet assessed the cost to taxpayers if that happens. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.